Rabbi Daniel Rowe, The Fusion of Chesed and Yira.
Parshas Vayera really moves through a series of distinct or seemingly distinct episodes. It begins with the visit of the Vayera of Hashem, with the Malachim, the Betur of Leid of Yitzchak. And in that same parasha actually comes, within the same parasha Sodomah, comes actually the destruction of Sodom. Then we move on to the story of the Ma'aseh of Avimelech, Avraham and the Ben Gerar, and via that ends up davening Avimelech, which ends up becoming a chelek of the Zchusu, which Avraham himself gets answered. And then we have the Leid of Yitzchak, the party they make, the Freid of Yishmael, the visiting or discussion or bris with Avimelech, the Akedah, and then the news that Rivka has been born. And it's not at first fully obvious exactly what puts them together, sit along to one sedra. The most obvious element, of course, the most obvious theme really is Yitzchak, beginning with the Besur of Leidos Yitzchak, moving all the way through to the moment of the Akedah, when he's almost given up. And on some level, something remains up there. Rashi mentions the idea of the Ace of Yitzchak, the Ashes of Yitzchak. On some level, there the Gemara in Chulin says that Rashi knew how to be mechavin where the Mizbeach, how to actually place the Mizbeach, because somewhere the Ashes of Yitzchak actually do remain on some level there. And finally finishing with Rivka. And that being the case, it's clear that we're introducing, or Vayera is bringing in a new Av. He's bringing in the second of the Avos, and with the second of the Avos comes a new aspect of Avos Hashem, a new aspect of our relationship with Hashem. Avram is a person who's personified the mid of Chesed. The Asura that we read last week was about Avram Oyhavi, Avram who loves Hashem, of Kiyadati, Hashem's love of Avram. We have the relationship of Ahava, we have the relationship, but we have the idea of Chesed, Titein HaMetz Yaakov, Chesed L'Avraham. Chesed is the mid of Avraham. And we see plenty of examples of Avraham's Chesed. But with Yitzchak, we introduce a new midah, or a new personality who's going to personify a new midah, and that's the midah of Din, the midah of Yira. We see Yaakov first, the idea of Pachad Yitzchak, the fear of Yitzchak, that's his relationship with Avraham Shalom. What's fascinating about Vayera, or what's fascinating when we look closely, is it's not only, in fact, in the main, it's not really Yitzchak who's learning anything at all in this sedra. The only person who gets the title of a Yirei Elokim in this week's sedra, any person who does, is Avraham himself. It's an amazing thing. At the Akedah, as soon as he comes out of the Akedah, now the Malach says, "Ata yadati ki Yirei Elokim asav, v'loicha sachtos bincha kutidecha." The Malach says, "Now I know that you are Yirei Elokim." Implying that it's Avraham who's taken, not only Yitzchak who comes in with this new aspect, this Midas Adin and this Yirei Elokim element, but it's Avraham himself who is going through that process, and Avraham himself who is somehow beforehand wasn't necessarily, or something was not there that suddenly becomes a new definition of the nature of Avraham Avinu's own Avodah, a new definition of what Avraham has become. And therefore, Vayera opens up something that is quite fascinating. And in fact, if we explore, we see there's an amazing amount of reference in more or less every single story, and this really is a commonality to every single episode, to issues to do with Midas Adin in a way that we haven't seen before in Torah. So right from the very beginning, Vayera Elav Hashem, and Rashi says, well, it's actually, this is this idea of he's sitting while Hashem standing is a kind of almost a paradigm of what will happen in future times when the Sanhedrin will be sitting, Hashem Nitzav Bad Askel, Elokim Nitzav Bad Askel, that Hashem will be standing while the Sanhedrin is sitting. Amazing application of Midas Adin. The example of that begins already straight away. And of course we have the whole question of the Midas Adin when it comes to Sodom, Ashevet Golos Lo Yaseh Mishpat and Avraham Avinu. According to the Madras, is even challenging, is it really shaykh to apply Midas Adin when you want Kol HaAretz? Can you pull the rope at both ends, says the Madras? And the whole structure of Avraham Avinu's discussion with the Ribbono Shel Olam ends up becoming the nature of sin. So if there was Sanego, then he, when he's Mistalik, then we, and element after element, Eridon of the Er'eh, Hashem's teaching us how Dain Adain Olam Hashem of Royis, and how Dain has to look at a din. Every part of the Sedra is really manifesting some other aspect of Mitzvah of a din. You have Lot has become the shofet and become the dayan. He's sitting in the shower, he's sitting at the gate because he's become the dayan. And then he says, he spends the night defending stone. He spends the night defending stone. So the malachim say, Oid mirchapoy, says Rashi, Oid mirchapoy. Well, you're still going to carry on defending these people. You want to try and be a sanegor, you want to try and defend. It's an absurdity. You've got nothing left to defend, there's nothing. And so on, it keeps going on. Avi Melech challenges it, Goygan Tzadik Paroid, you know, this din, what din. Everybody's dealing with din throughout this entire everything, every element, every area we're meeting is oriented towards the idea of middle of the din, application of din. Yishmael, the Malachim say, should be Chayev, but there's a Basher Hashem, we can't apply the din. Everywhere one turns throughout the Sedra, there's a discussion going on about din. Avimelech tells Avraham what a great Baal Chesed he is, and Avraham's Mechiachim says, no, you're not, there's Gezela going on. Wherever we turn in the Sedra, this is what's happening. The other very fascinating thing that, of course, is introduced along with Yitzchak, who is Midas Adin, and every discussion of Midas Adin and the climax of Yirah. The other interesting thing is the very word Vayera. The very word Vayera, which is an appearance, which refers in the beginning to a one-time appearance of Hashem in a specific time and place. The Shekhinah is coming, and this moves through the Sedra until finally we reach the climactic moment of the Sedra, really is when there becomes a permanence, we move from a one-time Vayera to a permanent Vayera. A permanent Vayera is a perpetual place of revelation of Hashem in the world. So we move from this one-time revelation to one-time perception of Hashem to a full-time, permanent, a place where there will always be a perception of Hashem. And again, every single story has some discussion about this perceiving things one way or the other. The Yisrael, again, Avon looks at his eyes and he sees all of a sudden these malachim standing there. Etc. You have the whole the discussion of Sodom. They have to be the mashkif al b'nei Sodom. They look at Sodom and that becomes Erdon of Ere once again. The punishment of the Anshei Stone, they get blinded. They lose their ability to see. Eshet Lot is not only, she turns around, she sees, she loses, she becomes killed. Everything is about the way people see things. Avimelech, down to small details, Avimelech Matonos to Sora is so that people can have the covering for their eyes. That's so Matthew explains what I mean. We have it with Yishmael sitting there, and then all of a sudden they see, all of a sudden they've been blindsided, there's a Be'er right in front of them, and all of a sudden they see what's going on. Everywhere we turn, Avon straight after the Akedah, Vayitan of Ayav in Ayelechan, Echazbas, Vachbakanov, everyone suddenly learning to see things, seeing things one way, seeing things another way, discovering with the Re'iyah, the Be'er Ha'Re'iyah. And again, that's not a coincidence, because Ein Adayin Ela Masha Ein Av Roi'oi. Obviously, the Midas Adin is completely related to the idea of Ria. So we have various themes that are clearly moving through Vayera, learning to see things, developing a way of seeing Ribbono Shel Olam and everything. The development of the Midas Hayira, the Midas Adin, that's being challenged and asked about in every single story. And finally, you have Avraham, who comes out of the Sedra, the Yirei, being able to be called the Yirei Elohim, and building a place that is a permanent Hashem Yireh. An interesting counterpoint to all this, though, that really maybe carries a big key to the Sedra, is that at the same time as all this is going on, we have this constant intrusion of Chesed and Rachamim also built into every little story. So it seems to run counter to the primary theme of Vayera. And again, this goes right from the beginning. Usually has to be from the fact that the Malachim have come for Rachamim, and by first pshat in Vayera Lav Hashem is Levak Ezer Chayla. So Avraham Tfilah is Bakosh of Rachamim for Avimelech, he's seeking mercy for him. And again, this is something which one can trace all the way through the Sedra. But most surprisingly, the two particular episodes that appear to be very strong din that turn out, when one looks with Rashi, one looks at Dibbe Chazal, turn out to be Rachamim oriented episodes. I'll just show you quickly what they are. The first is the Akedah, or rather the second is the Akedah, but conceptually we'll see it this way. The first Akedah. Vayi achah devoy ma'ele, vayi lekin yisarat Avraham, vayi emel av Avraham, vayi emel neini. So Rashi, achah devoy ma'ele, yesh me'abasena omrim, achah devoy shal sotom. Shehoye mekashik va'omer, after the words of the sotom is accusing. Mikol su'uda sh'ot Avraham, when Avraham made this great meal to celebrate the Yom Yigamon of Israel, when he made this to celebrate Yitzchak now being weaned, we didn't see one offering.
Then it's just
saying,
I got the
wrong. You think he was all for his son? If I would say, sacrifice the child upon Eloi Hayam Ma'akev. Avon was on that. And in fact, Rashi Darshan's again on Kachno. Please take your child, Eina Elaloshin Bakosha, to say Medrash, Eina Elaloshin Bakosha, Amalei Bakosha Mimach, please, Amoy Bibini Abbezani Koyim, please stand for me this Nisan, Shalayam Roshonim Layei Ben Mamash, so that these Umas Ha'olam, or the Sotan, or whoever it is who wants to make a tithe, won't be able to make a tithe. Hashem, this is not a din, this is a Racham, this is Hashem wants to be able to justify why he's got this special relationship with Avraham. But perhaps most striking of all, is in the destruction of Sodom itself. We understand, and Rashi emphasized this several times, there were different malachim came for different purposes. One is the malach Raphael came for the Raphuah, and the Yeshua came for the Yiravam, save life. And another comes to destroy Sodom. There's an amazing, what Rashi does for this is unbelievable. We suddenly discover, Vayavayu Shnei Malachim Sodom Ba'erev, the light Yeshua Vishas Sodom. And again, Vayar Loid Loid Season, Vayakim Zotan Eshtecha Paim Arsa. The two Malachim come to Stoim in the evening, and Rashi asks for it. He says, Bo'erev, V'chikol kach shor ha-Malachim mechevern Estoim. There's such a long delay for Malachim to get from heaven to Estoim. Elo Malachim Rachamim hayu. Amazing Rashi. These are Malachim of Rachamim. U'mantinim shema yuchal Avraham lomod aleim sanigoriya. And they were waiting all day because possibly Avraham would be able to defend the day. As an amazing Rashi. Because we know, as Rashi himself points out, that a Malach can only be one task at a time. And he have a Malach Chabal, a Malach comes to destroy the day. And this, it doesn't say one of the Malachim was a Malach of Chabal. That's discussed, and there's a very different discussion on this Rashi. But the Pshutoi Rashi is saying that both Malachi Rachamim, which is an amazing idea, that even the Malach who comes to ostensibly destroy Sodom is pure Midas Adin, turned out to be a Malach of Rachamim. So we need to try to understand perhaps a little bit of clarity into how to understand what's going on here with this fusion of a Baal Chesed and the Midas Adin, of this Rachamim Adin that are working together through the Sadra. And really the idea seems to go all the way back to an issue that's raised right at the beginning of the Torah itself. Right at the start of the Torah, again, just playing safe, just sticking with Rashi alone. Bereshit bara Elokim, says Rashi, the Loshen Elokim, Veloyam Abara Hashem, Shebetchilo Olav Machshav Livroyte B'midas Adin. The first 7 days of creation, we only use one name of Hashem. We use the name Elokim. And Elokim refers to the Midah of Din. Because originally it arose in God's mind, as it were, to create the world Midas Adin. V'rashein Olam Miskayem, he sees that the world could not stand with such din. V'hikdim Midas Rachamim, so he introduces or brings forward that concept of mercy, that we don't do everything out of pure din. One Aveira, one detachment, the Rosh Hashanah means detachment from the Melkor HaChaim, the source of life means detachment from life itself. We don't do that, and we have Rachamim. After the description of the Shiva Yemei Bereishis, when we re-describe the Briah of Adam and the story of Gan Eden, we use the word Hashem Elokim, two names which imply Din and Rachamim. And of course, there's questions that are asked by all of them as well, many of them are Parshim of Rashi then, and many others in other places, of what does this mean? It sounds like Hashem What do you mean? Hashem thought of one thing and changed his mind. He didn't realize. So, you know, he tries the world with din and changes his mind. Hey, it's not working out. Let's introduce something else. Elamite, very, it's got to be, and this is again, this is from many, many sources. The Ramchal articulates this very clearly in the Numbers, from the Hashem, in many other places. The Maharal speaks about it there. And then, so what's happening is as follows. The purpose of the Bria, the goal, the vision, is Olam Chesed Ibonah. The world is designed for Chesed. Avraham Avinu, the first of the Avos, picks up on this, sees the Midah of Chesed in the world, sees his own need for Chesed. But Chesed has one particular problem. A person does Chesed to another person, who tries to give something to another person. The problem is in any matana you give another person, there's a problem that it's really impossible for that person to ever really receive chesed. Why? Because when I do something for you, or I give you something, to some degree, that gift always remains mine, even in your hands. To some degree, there's always a shiva, there's always something, it never really becomes yours. It never really, there's always that owing me something, there's always that sense of dependency, there's always that something that's missing in it. In the Lashon of Chazal, it's called Na'amah Dechisufa, the bread of shame, the humiliation of having to have depended on somebody and remain dependent on them. I can't be me if I need your chesed. And so, indeed, this is why we say, Soina Matanas Yichya. You live when a person hates Matanas, because Matanas take away a part of your life, they give your life over to another person. The only thing that can be mine when I receive chesed, when I receive a matana, is what I do with it. The only thing that can be truly mine in any gift I get, or any thing that's given to me, is what I do with it, what choices I make with it. I have some degree of midas hadin. And that's why we sit there, and it's why we see psychologically, but it's more importantly in halacha, the greatest chesed you can do for a person is to offer them the chance to get something within. The greatest chesed you do is employ a person, let them give something back to you. You're not just giving them something for free. They're working for it, they're earning, they're doing something with the position you give them. And for that, they're giving it to you. That's the greatest chesed. Chesed is not actually possible to fully achieve if the other person, you can't give things to people, they can't really receive it. It's what they can do with it that's there. And if they can do something back for you, then they can really be kindness from you. But other than that, chesed always lacks something. And the biggest problem of that is in the Bria itself, the creation of the world itself. The Rebbe Shalom creates people. There's no greater chesed than that. He thinks it into existence. There's no greater chesed than that. But here in the Chisar, the problem is far deeper. Because we're just his thoughts. What are we? He can give us life, but it remains his. He can give us everything, but it remains his. There's nothing that can be ours. Not even ourselves can be ours. We're just his thoughts. And so comes the Midas Adin. And Midas Adin says, you are going to have to do something. It's your choice. Everybody's trying to pull back on some level, create something that has choice. It can choose to receive, it can choose to say no. It can choose to do something with what it's given, it can choose to say no. And that choice is the most real thing. In fact, the only real thing we have. The only real thing that's ours is our choices. The only real thing we have is our decisions. Is our bechira. It's din. You choose yes, you get yes. You choose no, you get no. You choose to connect to the source of chaya, of life and chesed and everything, you have it. You choose not to, you don't have it. Says the Rebbeinu Shlomo, din, the world comes out with midas hadin. The problem is, the only point of the midas hadin is so that we get the good. We get the good. Hashem is saying, make choices. I can't give it you for free, you won't have it. It's mine. If I think it is, you need to be a Baal Bechira, somebody who can choose to say yes or choose to say no. You need to be able to say yes, and you need to be able to do something to earn it. You need to be able to have the chiyuv in the first place to be anything. And then you need to choose to receive the chesed. That's what mitzvahs do. They let the Rebbeinu Shlomo, they open the channels and then he can give to us. And for that thing to work, there has to be built in a bit of rachamim too, because otherwise every time we'd mess up, we'd lose everything. So he puts in rachamim for the sake of that thing. In other words, it's all one process. There's no different elements here. I want to give to you. Last of all, we treat children. The best gift we can give to a child is to let them become independent. Sometimes we want to give to them, but we have to teach them that they have to work for what they want. And so we say, if you behave well, you get this. If you behave badly, you get that. But the problem is that every time a child messes up, they don't get the gift. So sometimes you have to have a little bit of mercy built into you. Sometimes you have to be able to suspend the process, to hang in there, to wait for them, so that they will be able to be so saved in, so that they can get the great chesed that you want to give. That's the structure of the way the Bria works, that's the structure of the soul, and that becomes the structure of the Yehuda. But Yehuda begins with an author who's understood the idea of chesed in the world, who's understood that the world is about Hashem wanting to give us chesed. But by Yehuda develops and transforms until what this understanding develops to a level of Yirei Elokim. It develops to a level of suddenly recognizing that there can be the only way to receive that chesed is through din. The only way to receive the goodness Hashem wants to give us, and the only way to really give good to another person is by letting them earn it, is by letting them work for it, is by the choices they make. There's not really time to show parasha by parasha how this develops, but I'll show one or two key moments in this. One or two key moments. Again, it begins from the very beginning. Vayera Elav Hashem, the opening word, Hashem appears to him. Straight away, Levakas Acholei, says Rashi. The Gemara above Matthias, says Rashi here, quoting the Gemara. Levakas Acholei, this is Rachamim. This is, he's giving him more life. But why he says, Yosha Ksiv, he says, Yosha, the nature of the revelation, the nature of what Hashem is doing in coming, giving Avraham Rachamim, is there's an identical process going on here. The reason there's a special love, the special Hashem, the Shechina, really with Avraham, the special Gilui of Hashem, is very much part and parcel of this idea, because in the future, Avraham's Doros are going to try to be Zeichen Din. They're going to have Shoftim, they're going to have Sanhedrin, and Hashem's going to come and do exactly the same thing with them. The reason we want to have Avraham Avinu in the world, the reason Hashem loves Avraham Avinu, wants to keep him, is because he's going to produce people. He himself, from himself, who are going to try to be Zeichen Din. And in fact, this is the Feirush in the Pesukim, when Hashem says, I'm a chasid, we're about to go to Sodom, and I'm a chasid in Avraham, Hashem Yosef, can I hide what I'm about to do? He says, ki yadatib, because I love Avraham. Why? Leman Hashem Yitzava es Bonav es Bnei Beisai Acharav v'shamru Derech Hashem, because he's going to command all his children to ask him to keep the way of Hashem. Lastly, tzedakah u'mishpat, to do tzedakah and justice, sin. Why? Leman Havi Hashem al Avram Eis Hashem Diber Olav, in order that Hashem can bring on Avram what we spoke about him. Says Rashi Apella, says Rashi an amazing thing, that Leman Havi Tachu Mitzav al Avram, this is what Avram tells his children. Shimru Derech Hashem, do the right things. Kadesha Yavi Hashem al Avram all the brachas. Isn't that amazing? You would think you have to tell your children, do it whether or not Hashem gives brachas. Hashem says, no, the greatest thing is Avram. You know Avram telling your children, be Zoicha and Din, so that Hashem can give you the chesed that he wants to give you. That's the whole purpose of the whole brachas. And this becomes thematic again and again and again. Again, if we have time, we'd see how Sodom resists this and Abimelech resists this. Each one. And the most powerful moment of all, in fact the most powerful example of all, the clearest area of this is Yitzchak himself and the Akedah. Because Yitzchak, the very name Yitzchak, is Tzchok. It's laughter. And the amazing thing about Yitzchak is every single person who ever meets him, from before he's born, all the way through his life, has the same reaction. And that is Tzchok. Avraham Avinu hears last week that he's going to have this child, Yitzchak, he lost, have Ben Meir, the 100-year-old can have a child, a 90-year-old can have a child, and Hashem says he's going to call him Yitzchak. Sorry, Meir, at the beginning of this etc. she laughed, but it's like, sorry, but Kirba, Lema, she's she laughed at herself. And that becomes a whole discussion. The natural birth itself, God made a laugh, a joke, everyone's going to laugh. So much so that even when Yishmael is coming to kill Yitzhak or Zinus, or whichever instance it is, the lashon used in the Perush HaDichtav is that he's matzachek. He's laughing with him. We're going to have this again later on in Parashat Toldos. Abimelech sees it, that Rivka and Yitzhak, he sees them together. In fact, they didn't even behave as if their husband and wife was Rashi, that they're just, he sees it astrologically. But again, the lashon used is matzachek. It's an amazing thing that the couple that understanding that the husband and wife is called laughter. Killing them is called laughter. Anything you do with yourself is called laughing. I see the character is particularly unfunny. The character whose life is from beginning to end is nearly taken from it.
And the point is as follows, that what makes something funny, laughter, is when one learns to see it in a completely different way. A thing looks one way and suddenly twists, suddenly becomes something completely different. Suddenly you realize all along it wasn't the way it looked. All of that sudden complete break with the expected produces a natural sense of hope, of laughter. 100-year-old, a child, is laughter. And we have a sort of a cynical sick sense of that, you know, the old story of a person who's walking along very proudly, it looks like they're in the world and suddenly slips on a banana peel and falls over, and we, you know, find that very funny. That's rather unfunny. But in other words, it's because psychologically built into us is this notion that if something's meant to be, looks like it's one way, something's revealed to the other, the whole thing becomes a laugh, becomes funny. It's a sense. It's a sense of suddenly a re'iyah, suddenly perceiving something completely different, suddenly realizing. And Avraham looks around at 100-year-old, a 90-year-old, wow! These things are barriers, biological impediments, what do they mean anyway? It's hilarious, it's funny. These rules aren't really rules, everybody can do what he wants. As he says this week, is there anything I say? If you think this is a fact, there's a biological problem. Sorry, you think that's a problem? You thought that was a problem? That's a joke. There's nothing real to that. And Yitzhak is an exploration of this all over. Everyone who acts with Yitzhak, or interacts with Yitzhak, is out behaving one way, and really there's something else going on, like Yishmael, like him and Rivka. But in a deeper sense, the deepest moment of Yitzhak is Akedah. Because at Akedah, what becomes revealed, what becomes suddenly discovered anew, what becomes looked at in a different light, what becomes almost laughable, is life itself. Is life itself. We think we own our lives. We think we have our rights to life. And all of a sudden, the Makor HaChayim, the Rebbein Shalom, can decide, I'm fully out of the world. And here, as the Mepharshim point out, Avraham doesn't argue, Avraham doesn't try to justify it in din. Avraham doesn't fight like he does this. And if case was a strong case, you promised me, Joshua's Haran, you promised me, and what are the I'm going to say, and everything. He's got one tie up, no tie up. For a very simple reason. That you cannot justify to the Makor HaChayim life. You cannot say to the version, you have to, like Rosh Hashanah. We don't try to daven, we don't try to be Zoche and Din on Rosh Hashanah. You have to turn to the version, you have to create me. Why? Because I've done mitzvahs, so.
Then you do mitzvahs.
Because I'm going to do even more mitzvahs. So what? I'm the source of your life, gave you everything. It's all chesed. If it's all chesed, you never have it. If it's all chesed, I don't actually have it. If it's all a gift from Hashem, it's never mine. I can't turn to Hashem and say, I can't turn to Hashem and say, I have to have his life. Avraham, it's never his. It's a gift. It's always a Ma'aseh Chesed. It can never be justified. It can never be mine that I can then turn around and say, hey, I should be able to hold on to this. And so the greatest tzchok of all, the greatest laughter of all, the greatest re'iyah of all, the greatest new perception of all that takes place is all of a sudden if the whole world's based on chesed, well, that can't be ours.
And all of a sudden, there dawns a whole new understanding, a whole new level of what's called Yirei Elokim. If our life is not ours, the only thing that's ours is our choices.
The only thing that's ours is the way we're Zohar and Midas Adin. Anything we're given in this world isn't ours. The only thing that's ours, and anything can say, the only thing that's ours is what we do with those things. The only thing that can ever be, I can call mine, is what I do with my choices. Hakoyel b'day shamayim, chut b'yirah shamayim. Everything is a Rabbi Shalom, except what we do with our choices, our yirah shamayim. And the manifestation of that is a change in Avraham, a change in the way that we relate to Hashem, and a change in the way we relate to the Avodah Hashem. Up till now, throughout this week, etc., Yerushalayim, the Har HaBayit, is called a Har, it's called a mountain. Mountain is a peak. Go run to the mountain where you'll find Avraham. Avraham takes him up to Achat HaHorim, one of the mountains. From this week, with Yitzhak onwards, the focus becomes the Sodeh, the field. Next week, he's going to go out, Lashiach B'Sodeh, he's going to daven in the field. Avraham's going to go and buy a Sodeh right at the beginning of the field. Because what a field is it doesn't matter. It's not a thing that's there. It's not a thing that just is a peak. It's not a place. A field is something. It's an area within which all that counts is what you produce from it. And that, by the way, is preserved in English too. We use it for far more than just a physical field. Even in English, a Sodeh means, a field means, a field, an academic field, a field of work, any arena within which one can excel and do. And so creator, Vayera creates a whole new Re'iyah. Vayera creates a whole new understanding. Vayera creates for us a whole new perception. That all of a sudden we realize that our lives cannot be. And Avraham brings this realization down, brings us to the lady of Yitzhak, that our lives, all the things we take for granted, cannot be taken for granted. But deeper than that, all the things we think are ours, including our lives, are not ours. They remain chesed, they remain Muhammad chesed, they remain things that can never be ours. The only thing that can be ours is our choices. The only thing that can be ours is when we begin with the Yirash Shamayim of recognizing that nothing we have is ours, everything we do is ours. The world is not a mountain in a full sense, the world is a field. And it's every moment and each moment that becomes so key and critical, and each choice in any arena, with any opportunity, each choice we make that becomes that which defines what we are and what we have. What we have is not who we are, it's what we do that's what we are. And it's that that becomes the reason Avraham's chosen. Ki adatid, I love him. Leman Hashem Yitzavet, Bonav is the name of it, Beit Rachavish, Lashon Yiderach Hashem, Lassad, Stokho Mitzvah, Umishpah. In order that be the bracha of the Rebbeinu Shalom for us. And in Yitzah Hashem, if we're Zeicha, to build in the Sodeh of life, we're Zeicha to live that life of Mishpah, Sedeh for Mishpah, we're Zeicha as much as one can be. Obviously we need Rachamim all the time, where we don't succeed, but Zeicha as much as we can be in Din, then we're Zeicha, and Yitz Hashem will be Zeicha to see the Gilei of the Hashem Yir'at, and to be Zeicha to the Brochot, the man Hobi, Hashem and Avraham Eitosher, see there.